This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Going to be a rough year for the Democrats, and it's going to be a rough two more years after that. And I wouldn't want to be one. That's why so many of them are being, or so many Democrats are abandoning their party. Democrats this year are going to, they're already doing it. They will back away from Wu Flu nonsense. I asked you guys the other day, watch the number of times you see Fauci on the news. Where is the threat of the next coronavirus variant? Remember they had Omicron 2? Where is it? What happened to it? What's the follow-on? You're not going to see Fauci in the news. He's going to fade into the woodwork. The economy is forcing them to do this. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. You can call me at 844-551-8255. The leftists are going to, this is going to be the year of spin like you wouldn't believe. You're going to think you're in the midst of a hurricane. The spin, that little spinner is going to blow so hard, you're going to think you're in the midst of a hurricane. And if you're a Democrat, you're going to have a really difficult time defending yourself. You can spin fake jobs reports, but it ain't going to matter. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter the jobs they give, it doesn't matter the welfare they give, the money they give away will never be enough for their constituents. Never. America's poor, in case you didn't know this, are rich. Many of them are wealthy. See, there's a difference between rich and wealthy. Rich means you make a lot of money, but it doesn't mean you keep it. Wealthy means you make money and you get to keep it. But let me tell you how the left are wealthy. Many of them have more money and more security than people who go out and work for a living. I'll get to that in just a second. They have housing that's paid for or highly subsidized, Section 8. And don't think a Section 8 house is always in some bougie, you know, some ghetto neighborhood. The Section 8 housing can be in some pretty nice areas. I know people that have some very nice Section 8 houses. Middle class neighborhoods. So they get that done. They get their child care paid for. They get their medical paid for, etc. While you go out and work your butt off, they get all that. And they have a little bit of money left over to, you know, get the hair and the nails did and then, you know, hit the club. And if they're smart, they could actually save money because it's not taxed. So America's poor are at the very least rich, certainly in comparison to other countries, and in some cases wealthy in comparison to even Americans. America's poor, if you say we're taking cable TV or internet, in the old days, let me just tell you this, in the old days, you paid, I don't know about you, but I paid for internet. I think most people do, right? We have it through our cable system. Well, if you're poor, there's legislation over that says you should get it for free. Why? Because everybody should have access to information. It's a human right. Now, keep in mind, we give the poor phones, Obama phones. They have browser capability. They can look up anything they want. But no, it has to go into their home. Next thing you know, it'll have to go into their cars, and we'll be subsidizing cars. When we were poor, you couldn't have cable TV. You couldn't have the internet. You didn't get free child care. You had to get your aunt to send them over to your cousin's house or something like that. The poor have better creature comforts than you can even afford for yourself. In short, folks, we've spoiled our poor. Yeah. I don't think anybody would disagree with me. Half the world lives on less than $5 a day. Half the world. Over 3.5 billion people live on less than $5 a day. Folks, could you live on $150 a day? I mean, a month? I don't think so. There's this article. In these tough financial times, a new study finds it's getting harder and harder for people to save any of their money. In fact, 7 out of 10 Americans say they're living paycheck to paycheck. Now, this has been going on for some time, but it gets better depending upon who's in office. Under Reagan, it got really good. People were feasting. Stock market did well. Under Trump, people did really well. Under Clinton, believe it or not, people did really well. But 7 out of 10 now. Recent survey of 2007 adults found that 63% don't see them reaching a level of financial security that will allow them to live the lifestyle they want. In America, where we have complete, unfettered, one degree of separation to the American dream, and 63 out of 100 people don't believe they can achieve it. Pretty telling. Lack of financial education and resources may be to blame, particularly for women who were less likely to say they had access to these tools in comparison to men. So men are more optimistic about this stuff. But I want to go to what the bigger picture is. These types of polls really tell you the truth about leftism. See, what they're telling you is 63% of this country doesn't like Joe Biden, doesn't like his policies, doesn't like what leftism brings, because they understand there's more to this. This dream is real. They're watching people around them. That 37% who believe that it is achievable, people like you and me, those are the people who they look at and they go, whoa, Kevin's undaunted. He continues to move forward. Hey, look. I'm not an idiot. I look at my financial situation all the time and I say to myself, hey, you're getting kind of long in the tooth there, Kev. You better start making sure you're prepped. I'm thinking about it constantly, but I never believe it can't happen. I never do. And you got to take precautions. You may have to go get yourself long-term disability insurance. You may have to really do a soul searching of what you're good at and what your prospects are and start really looking at money. My friends do it. I have friends, Dale and Lori, they said years ago they were going to pay off their house, be debt-free. They lived overseas through this company over a while. They saved their money, and they will live a comfortable life in retirement. Anyway, you got a lot to talk about today. I can't wait to get to it. Hang in there with me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761. Hello? You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa! That's ridiculous! Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars hauling AIS insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
In the United States, heart failure impacts more than 6 million adults, leading to about 1 million hospitalizations each year. Heart failure is a long-lasting condition in which the heart is unable to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs for blood and oxygen. But there are things people can do in consultation with their healthcare provider to help manage their disease. This is true for Ray, who is currently living with heart failure.
I find that communications with my doctors is key. This includes notifying them of any changes in heart failure symptoms and listening to their advice.
To help support people living with heart failure by providing educational resources, Merck, in collaboration with Mended Hearts, has introduced At the Heart of the Matter, Moving Forward After Your Heart Failure Hospitalization.
While it can be discouraging at first to hear that you have heart failure, you eventually find out you aren't alone in this journey.
Learn more, know more. Visit attheheartofthematter.com for more information. This segment is brought to you by Merck.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh, man, the Democrats are funny. So GoFundMe decided to take these Canadian truckers. People were donating like crazy to them. It's millions of dollars to support them. And GoFundMe seized the money, and it says they're going to give it to charity. If I had donated to GoFundMe and they did that, it would be a lawsuit. I'd want my money back. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. Look, this just goes to show you how leftism wants to control it all. I have friends right now that are looking at alternative banking. I'm not talking about NTFs and the Bitcoins and all that. I'm saying they're looking at alternate ways to do PayPal, banking, you name it. Anything that is social media, all of it. They want soup the nuts control in an area where you don't have to have any form of governmental regulation because the government is colluding against us. And I think you finally, there are many, many millions of Americans starting to believe this. And I mentioned in a previous show that I was talking to one of my friends, very lovely lady. She's had an amazing career, and she was trying to explain to me that the unpopularity of President Trump at the time and why he may have lost. And I said, you're not going to convince me of that. We can agree to disagree. No matter how much you dislike Trump, you weren't going to vote for, unless you're an idiot, you weren't going to vote for a clown like Biden. And there's too many other electronic irregularities. And what was funny about the Democrats is they cast a little bit of doubt. Oh, and even conservatives, it cracks me up, even conservatives buy this nonsense.
Oh, well, Kevin, I had a friend who said he didn't really like Trump.
Really? So your one friend is it? How many people do you know that went, dude, I got to tell you, I was completely like, I didn't think Trump was going to be good, and he was amazing. How many people do you know like that? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I get tired of how easily led, misled we are. And I've talked about this. You meet somebody and they go, oh, this is Dr. So-and-so. He's got a PhD. Oh, wow. Doesn't even matter if it's a PhD from what's the matter you.
Oh, he's a PhD. He must be smarter than me.
Really? Look, the people are bright. They know what they're doing. If you're in your lane, I'm not going to swim in it or run in it or even cross my foot in it. I may quiz you on it to make sure you're good, and I'll use my limited knowledge. I'll put it this way. In people's lanes, they are very bright. But here's the place where we all have a degree. It's called common sense. Now, some of people, their common sense is at the level of a second grader. Let's just call these people, what word comes to mind? Democrats. All right, let's just do that. And then there are people whose common sense, you could get 14 PhDs. They're Einstein in common sense. These are people who become really good detectives. Let's call them conservative women. Conservative women have an automatic PhD in common sense. Should I explain? Please do, Kevin. All right. Since you've asked. So conservative women, number one, they know what to value. They know where to place value. They don't place value in necessarily in looks. I mean, don't misunderstand me. There's some hot conservative women, but they don't need to do anything to be hot. If they do something, it's because they choose to be hotter. So they already have a self-value, and they understand that self-value is bigger than any perceived value by anybody else. You must love yourself. That makes them choose good guys. And you know who conservative women choose to marry, generally speaking? Conservative men. That's what they do. See, I'm walking you down sort of the thread of what conservative women do. They are very judicious in their decision making. If they have a husband who's a bit of a hothead, they will calm him. If they have a husband who's a little bit too meek and submissive, they will empower him. Conservative women do what I call fit gap. They take the as is, they look at what the to be is, and they fit it together, and they usually do it better than anybody. And they have common sense. They can see trends. They can see it all. And they are rarely intimidated or influenced by the wrong things. That is why they have an automatic PhD. And I know so many of them, I will tell you, they have made, I'm about to make a statement. I'm about to preach up in here. They make their men better. That's what they do. I don't believe there is a guy, a true man, listening to my program right now, the KevinJacksonShow.net. I don't believe, what did I say? The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I forget what I'm doing here. Where am I? Anyway, I don't believe there's a real dude listening to this program who will argue with me, because you were somewhat broken. I mean, you might have had an amazing childhood and all that, but I promise you, the woman who saw you went, I'm going to mold this guy into a better guy. And she didn't, unlike, women that go, I'm going to make this bad boy into a good guy, because that rarely works. She saw the good in you, but she says, you know what? I can nudge him. And she did it in such a way you didn't even know. You were like, I'm getting better. What's going on? My buttocks have gotten firmer. That's because your woman went, hey, hon, let's go for a walk. Or she made a comment like, wow, look at you, big guy. Is that butt getting tighter? And you went,
I haven't done anything, but yeah.
So she got you to do it. Because that's what good women do, man. And so that's what I'm saying. I got a PhD. So let's go back to common sense. So all along that spectrum is a common sense. And here's what I will tell you. We, as conservatives, as pragmatic people, we have an abundance of common sense. So when people do things or say things that are a bit hinky, to use a Chicago word, we go, whoa, hang on, that doesn't make sense. And we don't care. It could be your kids. It could be your family members. It could be your spouse. If somebody comes along and the story doesn't make sense, you're like, nope, that doesn't make sense. Give me more. And so that's what upsets Democrats, because rarely do they make sense. I saw this thing. Let me just give you a couple of headlines, and we'll talk about these today. Teacher lined up children according to color. Who does this? Why would you do something like that? Teacher lines up children according to color. Kids don't care about color. If you take a kid's lollipop on the playground, they come running into you. They go, Billy, Billy took my lollipop. They don't go, Black Billy. They go, Billy. It's the action that creates it. That's all they care about. What is the action? Why are you, do I not like Billy? Because he steals. He's a stealer. I don't mean the Pittsburgh Steeler. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, PhD in common sense is what we hold, most of us do anyway. I got a lot more to talk about. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she supports increasing restrictions on members of Congress trading stocks. The Stop Trading on Congressional Knowledge, or STOCK Act, bars members and employees of Congress from using non-public information derived from their official positions to inform stock trading. Pelosi had previously resisted a stock trading ban for members of Congress, telling reporters in December 2021 that we're a free market economy. The White House is set to fund a grant program for the Department of Health and Human Services that will hand out crack pipes to addicts. The taxpayer-funded grant will provide money to local governments and nonprofits to distribute smoking kits that include clean pipes and syringes to help make drug use safer. USA Radio News. The Biden administration is putting hundreds of illegal immigrants under house arrest in a test program aimed at slashing costs amid the soaring number of crossings at the U.S.-Mexico border. The home curfew pilot program in Baltimore and Houston would include 100 to 200 single adults in each location. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich says this program will be costing you money.
Yeah, it's obvious that the Biden administration is systematically trying to not only dismantle ICE, but essentially eliminate our entire southern border, and the taxpayers, hardworking middle-class taxpayers, are going to subsidize this progressive left social experiment, and unfortunately it's going to be all of us are going to pay the cost in increased crime and increased drug addiction and really destruction in our inner cities.
Masks will no longer be required inside businesses in New York starting on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I ended the last segment, which was mostly based on common sense, something that we understand very, very well as conservatives. We use it in all phases of life. I use it in controversy. Kevin, there's a bunch of black, you know, teenagers. You're walking down the street, and they are on the left side, and you're on the left side. What should you do? And they, you know, should you cross the street? Yeah, if they're wearing a uniform of the hood, cross the street. If they're wearing, you know, little bow ties and have briefcases, stay on the same side. Use your common sense. Profile.
Okay, well, there's a dirty word, right?
Racially profile even. I'll put it to you this way. If it's a teen of Hispanics or a band of white kids who look like they're wearing the gang, you know, gang paraphernalia, cross the street. It's not racial, folks. You profile. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. We have these things. Oh, profiling is a bad thing. You profile every day of your life. You profile something. You profile a business partner. You profile a business opportunity. You profile a stock. You profile a potential relationship. You profile a potential relationship for your kids. You profile the person explaining it, how they're going to fix your car. Your profile. That's what you're supposed to do. You're analyzing. That's why you have a brain. If you're a reptile, you just, oh, Mrs. Johnson, it'll be $5,000 to change a battery. I went to take my car in the other day. And the guy goes, well, Mr. Jackson, we've got a few other things we need to do here. We got a couple, you know, your air filters are getting a little dirty. And when your battery tested at such and such. And, you know, we're going to recommend that you make these changes and all that. And I hadn't had any trouble at all with my battery. None. So I live in a dusty area. So I said, you know what, go ahead and change the filters. But how much is it to do the battery? He said, well, it's $312. And I went, well, we will not be changing the battery. And I said, well, just out of curiosity, what kind of battery was it? You know, this battery come with a Guatemalan midget because it ought to. $312 for a battery? And so,
well, it is the top of the line. I'll admit, you know, there are some lesser batteries.
I'm like, okay, so you're going to upsell me the battery. I took my car in to get the wheels changed, you know, what do they call it? You know, flipped over from one side to the other. And I had a blinker that was, my blinker light wasn't showing up, as, you know, on the outside. And so I knew my blinker wasn't showing up when traffic. So they fixed that and a couple of other things. Like I said, and I changed the oil. And so we do all that, and he wants to sell me a $312 battery. I'm like, no, it's not going to happen. Why? Because I had common sense. My car wasn't going, you know, it just, my car fires up. I'm not in a cold weather environment where I'm concerned that the, you know, because cold weather drains batteries. That, you know, makes it to where you don't get as much electricity there. But I'm not even getting, and I'm certainly not getting click, click, click. So, no, common sense tells me, you're just trying to upsell me. And I didn't like it because the previous guy that worked there, he was very upfront about things. He would be like, yeah, Kev, you know, it's not time to change. I mean, we recommend it right about now, but I wouldn't change it. I'd give it another 6 to 8 months. Okay, well, I don't need that because I have the power of common sense. So anyway, I'm just going back to, you have these powers, and everybody tries to beat it out. Don't you racially profile. Don't you profile this or that. Don't you do that. They give you all these rules that go against your common sense. Your innate ability to judge, that's danger. Walking, I know it's a shortcut, but walking down this alley where there's all kinds of doors that can open and I don't know what it is, just so I can save myself 2 minutes, probably isn't the smartest thing to do. I had a buddy do that in New Orleans. You know what happened to him? True story. His name is Robert. Walking down New Orleans, said, I'm going to take this shortcut back to the hotel, off the beaten path. Guy jumps out of a door, drags him in so fast. He goes, man, he thought the dude was like a lizard and just stuck his tongue up, boom, dragged him in, had him up against the wall with a knife to his back and said, he took his wallet and then he said, take off your wedding ring. Takes off his wedding ring and he essentially throws him back out into the street after, you know, kind of slapped his head a little bit just to make sure he knew he was serious. And he goes, I got rolled that quick. So, yeah, don't do stupid stuff. You have an internal system that goes, well, let's apply that to politics, shall we? So stupid stuff are, let's have an open border, and then let's let these people vote, and let's put them on our welfare system and our education system and our healthcare system and all these other systems, and let's break our systems, because that certainly makes sense. And then let's ridicule people who talk about it. You want to know some other places where you can use some common sense? When the government tells you that you can't use certain words or certain terms, and you can't say, you can't fight against us when we're trying to sell you on some nonsense like Wu Flu. How often, how many shows have I done on Wu Flu now where I say to you guys, if you just use a little bit of common sense, you'll see they're wrong. And you know what's happening? I've been proven right. Oh, Kevin, you're so dreamy. You're so smart. No, I'm not. But you know what I do have a PhD in? My freaking common sense. And I know when somebody's running game. And now, watch it. I already told you. Watch them back away. I told you the other day, Sweden and many, all, most of these European countries, no longer do you have to wear a mask or do you have to get the vax. Why? Because the data prove none of this crap works. Yeah, let me ask you a question. Audience listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, specifically me, you know anybody that's taking ivermectin? Hydroxychloroquine and vitamin regimen? You know anybody? If you do, because I know lots. Why? Because I talk about this stuff every day. Every one of my friends who took ivermectin when they got Wu Flu is alive. I haven't heard of one. One of my friends, I talked to her, her name is Bonnie. And her husband, Frank, really, really great guy, died on November the 12th. They put him in the hospital, refused to let him take any other alternative things. Frank was a vibrant little, Frank was probably 80 years old, but healthy as a horse. And a stylish little cat, man, really, really liked this guy. Bonnie, salt of the earth, she fought tooth and nail to save his life. And they wouldn't let him take ivermectin or anything else, and he died in the hospital on a ventilator. A month before, healthy as a horse. They killed him. She texts me back because I hadn't talked to her in a while. She texts me back. She says, Kevin, they killed my husband. Couldn't believe it. All you need to do is take ivermectin. The trillions of dollars we spent on this nonsense. Common sense. So keep applying it to politics. Apply it anywhere you want. Should you defund the police? How's that working out? Transgender. I saw an article. Transgender women are the champions of women. Now, when I saw it, I will admit, I thought they were saying these are the women that are being championed. Well, it is, and I'll get into it in a bit. But trans women are being touted as being the champion of women. They're being called women. We're being told that trans women are just as much women as women. Now, I'm just going to ask you. I don't want to give you too big of a test right now on common sense, okay? But it's pop quiz. Are trans women women? Pop quiz. I'm going to wait for you guys to get your answers in. So please, somebody go pick up all the papers. Let me know. Okay. All right, I'm having a little fun with you, but here's the thing. Trans women are not women. No matter how much people tell you, Kevin, you will agree with me that trans women are women. No, not in the Kevin Jackson universe. Trans women are not women. And they never will be. And I jokingly say, we sent a few representatives as men over to see what it was all about, and we kicked your butts. I'm not talking to you conservative beauties, not you ladies. No, I hold you in high esteem. But your counterparts, the feminists, the hairy underarm crowd, the vagina hat wearers, I'm going to tell you right now, I laugh at them. I scoff at them. We sent our representatives over. You accepted them. And now we're better women than you are. So there you go. Yeah. But let's go back to the champions. Let's talk about Caitlin for a second. We haven't talked about her in a while. So Caitlin comes over. She represents women. And they say, it's bold of her. Well, trans women, she's a woman and all these other things. They had lavish accolades on her. They made her woman of the year. Let me ask you this, conservative females, women, do you need a champion? I'm going to tell you something. I've been a guy a long time. If you said to me, Kevin, that man is a champion of men, I'd say, not for me. He may be great, but he's not a champion of me. I'm the champion of me. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Youngevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Radio show on Kevino Jacksones.
Brian Stelter of CNN is a funny little man. And every time I see him on TV, I'll be honest with you, I have to ask myself, how did he get that job? Did CNN's affirmative action team need a fat troll that doesn't know what he's doing or talking about? It is amazing the level of ignorance that comes out of his mouth. And it is so slanted. And so it's so not based in reality. I wonder how they get these fat checks. I want to know who his agent is. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I'm going to play a clip of Brian Stelter. And he's trying to defend CNN on the day that he's using the reference of Zucker. And I want you just to hear, I'm going to pick it apart because it's so easy to do it, but I don't even have to really walk you through this. Listen as this guy talks about things. I'm going to try not to interrupt or have my team stop it because it's tough. Maybe, I don't know, if we'll try to let it play all the way through. But he's defending CNN. He's saying it's not about one person. It's about the thousands of employees and blah, blah. I mean, do you think he would defend Fox and say, Fox, this is about the thousands of employees? Not that Fox needs defending because they, you know, they are who they are. They're just a hair above CNN and MSNBC at best. But, you, okay, so you're going to measure everything that happens and say, oh, there's a bunch of good employees, you know, over at such and such. So forget what Bernie Madoff did. I don't know who Bernie Madoff had working for him. But I'll bet you this. I bet you they all knew. I bet you the majority of the people working for Madoff knew they were giving him bad, you know, that his investments were bad. And they were just keeping the wheels on the wagon for him. Do you think people that worked for Harvey Weinstein weren't aware of what Harvey was doing? You think that the people at CNN didn't know what Zucker was doing? Do you think that the people that worked for Governor Cuomo didn't know what he was doing? By the way, do you know this guy says, I just saw this in the news, Andrew Cuomo says he's been vindicated and he may run for public office again. Yeah, go for it, Anthony Weiner. Anyway, going back to Stelter. So this is a guy who is so detached from reality. And he believes that because they have all these worker bees at CNN, that the garbage they spit out is still worthy of being considered journalism. So listen to this clip.
I want to end the hour with a final thought, and I'm going to go a little bit rogue here, so bear with me, okay? Jeff Zucker's departure was shocking to the staff of CNN. But CNN was not built by just one man, not by only Ted Turner, and it was not led only by Jeff Zucker. CNN is so much bigger than any single individual. It is about teams and teams of people, thousands of individuals who make up CNN. This place is not perfect. It will never be perfect. We will always have flaws. We will always screw up. We will always have to run corrections. We will always have to keep working to make it better and better and better every single day. That is the goal. But the people who say we're lacking journalism, that we've become an all-talk channel, that we've run off and we're all opinions all the time, that Jeff Zucker led us astray, those people aren't watching CNN. They're not watching CNN. They're watching complaints about CNN on other channels that don't know what they're talking about. That's the truth. Let's put the map up on screen of bureaus around the world. CNN has more bureaus around the world than almost any other news organization on the planet. That map covers the world. London and Moscow and Hong Kong and Beijing and Nairobi and all the rest. That's why one of the network's slogans is "Go There." On the day Jeff Zucker resigned, CNN aired more than 135 reporter hits, 135 reporters in the U.S. and around the world. I'm talking about dozens of live shots from international correspondents in just one day. On the day Jeff Zucker resigned, CNN published more than 215 stories on the website, nearly 90 original videos. That's a hell of a lot of news. It's a hell of a lot of journalism. Do some of the anchors say provocative things? Yes. Do some of those clips get played over and over again on other channels and mislead people about what CNN actually is? Yes.
It was all I could do to not interrupt. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. So here's what I want to say first of all. He's going rogue. He says Zucker's departure was shocking. No, it wasn't. It was a foregone conclusion. He let CNN off the cliff. Forget what he did with Golisk or whatever her name is. Look at what he did to the network. The numbers were horrible. They wanted to get rid of him. So if that's a shock to him, he's an idiot. He says it's bigger than the individual. Whatever. They're not perfect. They have flaws. They make corrections. I get it. But the number that they make, the number of corrections that CNN makes in a week is more than the number of corrections that networks years ago would make in a year. He says the people say that they're lacking journalistic integrity because they are. He talks about the stories that they posted, the number of stories. We posted this many videos and this many stories. Yes, of fake news. Not only that, what didn't you post? What didn't you talk about? Did they not talk about Hunter Biden? Did they not talk about the new developments in those stories? Did they not talk about all of the people who are fighting back against the tyranny of these vaccine mandates and what have you around the world? Did they not talk about the number of people who are saying things like, you know what, I think this global climate change is a farce? Winter storms, and I could go on. What were they not talking about? And they wonder why we're upset. But I want to play this clip that we played before. It's the mashup of everything CNN got wrong just in the last, what, year or two?
We are not fake news. We are real news.
Much of the dossier has been corroborated. Some rioters were planning to murder lawmakers.
What does Putin have on Trump? Has Trump been compromised?
That Kavanaugh aided and abetted in the commission of a gang rape.
But it does look like that young man to me is taunting the Native American Vietnam vet. And he's in his face.
When you start whipping people with, and you want to split hairs between reins and whips.
There is no evidence of any wrongdoing by either Joe or Hunter Biden.
Looking ahead to 2020, one reason why I'm taking you seriously as a contender is because of your presence on cable news.
A widely held conspiracy theory that the coronavirus was created in a Chinese laboratory.
Dr. Fauci, thank you for keeping it straight. Thank you for fighting the good fight.
We know the science. We know that masks work.
This is now a pandemic of the unvaccinated. It is now a pandemic of choice.
You can stay unvaccinated if you want, but you're not going to be able to travel to see your family.
Joe Rogan, he came down with COVID. He says he's been taking the livestock dewormer ivermectin.
I hope you are able to appreciate what you did in your state and what it means for the rest of the country.
Disturbing video last night showed Jacob Blake, unarmed, being shot by police.
Obviously, we do it overseas against our adversaries, but we don't spy on Americans.
If you want to believe the NSA is reading your favorite TV star's emails, go right ahead. He claims it's true. The NSA denies it, of course.
There is no one more knowledgeable, more decent, more honest, more committed to the interests of America than John Brennan.
The biggest terror threat in this country comes from radicals on the far right, primarily white men.
Domestic terrorism seems to be starting to spread virally in the way that we saw that happen overseas with ISIS.
Violence has erupted during anti-lockdown protests.
What you are seeing now, these images, came and come in stark contrast to what we saw over the course of the daytime hours in Kenosha and into the early evening, which were largely peaceful demonstrations.
If only we had a vaccine against BS.
We're not here to spin things or, color things a certain way. We're here to give the people reliable, accurate information on a daily basis. That's why we all come into work every day.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Let's recap what Stelter says. CNN is to be trusted. What did they miss? Oh, I don't know. The Steele dossier. Russian collusion? What do the Russians have on Trump? They believe lying skanks over a guy who had an impeccable record and now sits on the Supreme Court. They got the story of that kid who confronted the Vietnam vet, the Native American. They got sued over that. I went over this the other day, but this is a perfect example of what I'm talking about. See, CNN doesn't want to admit that it's wrong. So what does it do? It attacks the other. It says, you people don't know what you're looking for. You're going to other networks, and they're the ones influencing you about us. You're only getting the clips of what we say. What more do we need? Hunter Biden to them is a Renaissance man. Avenatti, Stelter's own words, is a serious contender for the presidency. Now, where does he sit now? The coronavirus, they said, wasn't from China. Already played another clip about that. Fauci's being straight with America. They call it a pandemic of the unvaccinated. They said ivermectin didn't work. And you heard the rest of it. It was been debunked, folks. All of it. I'll leave it there.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.